makes the female par 110 and 3, and it's 6.5 furlongs, it makes it 117. In the sprints, you had two lengths for the female adjustment, the route you had three lengths for. That gives you the older female pars. So the par is 110 and 3 and 117. Let's get some running styles. First off, Cherry Dior, what's your running style?
Early.
Presser.
She's got two excellent races in this race, in her chart. Two excellent races. What were they?
Wire to wire.
Off Birchwood.
They were early, weren't they?
Early. Yeah.
The two races in which she wasn't able to be the early horse, where did she wind up?
Same.
She wound up beaten, right? And if she's going to win here, what do you think she has to do?
Get on the lead.
Okay. And she's heavily disadvantaged by being down in the ring.
Yeah.
Okay. I would classify her as early. You be my guest if you want to call her a presser, but just be aware she has managed to win as a presser. Step it early. Well, you don't have to. The answer to that is you're right, but with the qualification, this horse has not enough races to give you a database to work from. It looks early. Don't be surprised if a horse like this presses them.
And a year ago, too.
And he got out of it.
All right, but we're not making contenders. We're identifying running styles. We should have done that first last time.
Early horse.
Okay, early, and it may be, the horse may be able to press. I don't know. What about Mush?
Pressure sustained.
No farm horns. This is a heavily sustained horse. This is also a horrible horse. Let's fall in love.
Early.
I'd almost give this horse credit for being an early presser. Okay. It, in its very first start, it pressed a 21-4, 44-4, and it was able to come on and win as a two-year-old. In its next start, it was trying for the lead, which kind of says it's early.
That's the only race in which you came from slightly off the pace, though.
Yeah, but it's only got six races.
True.
Okay. So my inclination is to call it early presser. If you want to call it strictly early, we're just differing of opinion, that's all. I'm not going to say I'm right here. Eternal Reason.
No form.
Wow, is that a racehorse? I would clearly just say no form here. I probably should have done that with Mush too, but it is certainly a sustained horse. Yeah, it should be running in the Alpo Derby, you're right.
You don't see many four-year layoffs, do you?
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. Well, they tried to. If anybody can bring her back, it's Kermit Alexander Sr.
He tried to bring this horse back once before. He had to scratch him at the gate.
Maybe he's in here to do a claim.
That's right. I
beg your pardon?
Yeah, Mark, you notice the first week or two, all those trainers come from nowhere? Mm. They're in there to make a claim and they go back.
Okay, this is splendid. What's her style? It's not very well defined, is it? She got up close to a 22 and 2, which doesn't make her an early. I'll just mark her as mid-pack, no form. Huh? What about playing through? Don't be too quick to say that.
Early presser?
Early presser.
You get good races early.
No, you can't say they're good races. Look at the race on April 2nd. Look at the race on March 5th.
Both,
look at the race on May 4th. She pressed and then went to the leaders on the at the half mile. No, a smart deception. You behave yourself, Spencer. This is tough enough the way it is. Playing through is a presser. Okay. Timely match. I would call her probably an early presser. I mean, if she gets the lead, she'll take it. Her last race isn't all that bad, and she certainly wasn't on the lead. She only had two horses beat, as a matter of fact. But those were fast fractions. Yes?
You say that the final match is an early presser.
and yet she never really has the lead the first calling when, except when she's paid. You say 23 the presser, yet you inquire to where her wedding dress was.
She did go to where her wedding dress was.
Yeah.
You could call her early presser. But what is her general, is she generally in the lead at the quarter?
No.
No, and she's won twice off the lead and almost won another one, a length off the lead.
Yeah.
I would just say her pure style is a presser, but I might designate her as an early presser either.
Okay.
I don't have any problem with that. Based on what we've seen so far, in this race, is she going to be early or a presser?
Probably a presser.
Yeah. Time of match?
Early presser.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I think either one. I heard earlys and pressers and early presser. I'll take any of the three.
I was only with pressing.
That's right.
Okay. First.
But the point is, if we look back and say that you got Cherry Dior and Let's Fall in Love in here, that probably relegates Timely Match to a presser, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She can press.
Not successful.
What do you call her first start, Jim?
She was first.
She was a length and a half back in the quarter mile. That is a presser.
Oh, you're looking at the very first one.
You have to, because if the horse doesn't have a lead at the first call and is it early, they're dead. Okay. Basically, this race has got some horses that are going to want the lead in here. Cherry Dior will want it. Step It Early probably will want it. Let's Fall in Love probably will want it. Playing Through will sit just off of it. A Timely Match, you're really not sure what she's going to do. She'll either ride on the lead or back up. So there's some speed in the race. But the one conclusion you can make off of this is that there's no decent sustained horse in the race. This is a reason we do this, because going into the race now, we've got a feel for this race. This is not, even though there's a lot of speed in here, this is not a closer's race per se, because there isn't a closer in the race. Do you have any problem with that conclusion? Yes.
Yeah. Now, in a race like this, since you just said we're not looking at any horse that's going to be rolling successfully, probably, I mean, fast in the last quarter, this is the type of race where you can have, say, two or three early horses where one of them does not get the lead and still manages to win the race. Correct?
Probably not, because we've labeled two possible pressers.
But if those pressers... Right. Okay. We'll talk close.
If we had four earlys in this race, and we had no closers, and the others were no four, one of the earlys would probably stagger home in front, in spite of the fact they didn't want to do it. No, I'm serious.
No.
Okay. Yes.
Myself, I would pass this race. I don't like what I see here. Well, I mean, would I be wrong?
No. Anytime you don't like what you see, you're just passing. I pass a lot of races. I don't like what I see. I can't pass this, or I'll have you all on the street by about noon, 1 o'clock, because there's a lot of races on this card, but I don't like what I see. Okay. But I could not agree more with that. All right, let's take a look now and see what should Cherry Dior hit the half in?
45.
What do I hear here?
45.
I think it's pretty safe to call it a 45-1, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Recognizing that in its first lifetime start it went 45, but Santa Anita plays at least a length faster over there. At least a length. You can check that out in your pocket.
You could say he hit 45 in the last race.
You could say that.
But he didn't have the lead. But he didn't need to.
I think this horse is comfortable with a 45-1. If no one else can match 45-1, she might overcome the rail and get to the lead and be the early horse she projects out. But she's also going to be the favorite. You got some things working against her. First of all, she hasn't got a lot of pure speed. She seems to want the lead without that pure speed, and she's drawn on the rail. And she'll be a heavy favorite. She always is. Step It Early.
Delmar?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Delmar, a little faster than Holly was there.
Yeah, but the horse shoulder is working sensationally.
Claudia, will you let me please say that? I'm trying to get everybody in tune. That is absolutely right. But please let me say it. I want to say it, Howard. Damn it, I want to pout. She's usually right. Okay, except that she's usually way in front of where I want you to be at that time.
It's the IR.
This horse, this horse ran at Del Mar, runs 45-1. Del Mar's a little faster than Hollywood, so you might say it ran 45-2. On the other hand, this was a 2-year-old down at Del Mar. Make sure of that age.
Yeah,
she was a 2-year-old down at Del Mar. 2-year-olds don't run anywhere near as fast as the older horses. So that 45-2 now becomes like 45-44. So this horse has got some speed, or did, down at Del Mar last year. Now, I'll tell you where I would project her in this race. I project her at 45.
Right.
If we're right about this projection on this filly here, Steph, what is Cherry Dior going to have to do from that inside post not to get kind of swallowed and put by? Now, she'll have to go that 45 she tried to do last time. So she's got a lot going against her. She's a bad favorite. Let me tell you that right up front. Okay. We can put a Clydesdale in a half faster than Mush. So we're going to look at this. Yeah, there's no reason to put Mush in the half mile time on Mush, because I don't care where she is. Now let's look at this one. Let's Fall in Love. Let's Fall in Love. What do you suppose she might hit the half here? 45-3. I would project her at 45 or better. Okay, and we're going to reason through this. Let's look at her bottom line. Santa Anita on an off track, good track, which doesn't, and it's 17 variants, so it wasn't too far off, but nevertheless she hits a half, pressing a 44-4, so she hits a 45, but she hesitated out of the gate, which means that's noticeable enough to get the chart call, right? So that means she had to really make up ground to be where she was at the quarter and onto the half, so she's faster than that line shows. Let's look at her second race back. She now manages to go at Hollywood Park. On the same surface she's running on today, she manages to go against a 44-2 and hang on pretty well in that moccasin stand. Now, I'm not going to say she's a 44-2. She just happened to be flying that day, but she's capable, apparently, of kicking it in and going that fast. Let's look at her next race. She goes against a 45-2. She's a length and a half behind. But when it says off slowly, folks, to draw that comment, that horse has got to be significantly behind the other horses that go, or the guy doesn't make a comment. Now, for her to then get up to that 45-2, she's really rolling to get there. So that, I certainly wouldn't say that she's a 45-4 or 45-3 off that race. Now, look at her next race. At Santa Anita in February, 44-4, and she's a length and a half off of that, which says that she can go roughly 45-45-1 at that stage of her career. I want to hear some more numbers out of you. What do you suppose now, reasonably, we can make her at the half? Let's take a look at the, I still don't hear any consensus, so we're going to stay with it a moment longer. On March 3rd in Santa Anita, against a pace that is 45 flat, and the way we handle a two-turn route in Santa Anita, we were trying to make fractions, we take 2 lengths away from that, right? Mm-hmm. That makes that 45-3. What does it put her on the half there?
I mean 44-3.
45, doesn't it?
44-3.
Well, if we make it 44-3 and she's 2.5 lengths off of it, it makes her 45.
Well, that makes 45-5. Right.
Okay. What I'm doing is making a case for the 45. I said that she should be able to be right.
Okay.
Now, we got a lot of data that points to the 45. The data that points beyond the 45 is a single race here at 6.5, in which she's a length and a half back behind the 44-4, and one race where she was lagging. What would you like to make her now?
45.
Can we make her 45? Yeah. You have a stipulation that she showed ability to get there faster than that. She's what? She's out on the outside of those two horses, and that has been a significant edge at this whole meeting, yes.
The other thing is that I noticed that she keeps getting bumped at the start, and I don't think she's going to get bumped today. She's got two of the slowest horses in the world on either side of her.
Seriously, she's going to have a big wide path there.
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of truth in that. It looks like she should just smoothly leave that post.
Yeah, she's going to get away clean.
She might be the bumpy. Yeah, she may be the culprit. Yeah. But the problem is, when there's nobody next to you, no matter how much you do this, you can't bump it.
Fall over.
And chances are we'll get a trainer clip followed here by Kermit Alexander.
Yeah.
You are so cold.
I am cold.
All right, Kermit. He's a great football player. Come on, what a play.
This is splendid. We've already called it no form, which is fine, but at the half, it figures at least 46 or better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That puts the mind at ease there, I think. Playing through. Where should this horse hit the half?
45
feet.
I think you're pretty safe on saying 45 and 2.
Yeah.
Roll back to February 11th, 45 and 2. The next race, 44 and 4, and it's a length and a half back, it's 45 and 1. Then as she goes 45 and 4, that mud track must have been playing very slow that day. Then a 45 and 2, she's at the lead. And then a 45 and 1, she's being asked for more than she can give in the last race. And that really proved a downfall. So what did we put her in then? 45, what did we say, 45 and 2?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'll put her a couple of lengths back. I want you to do one thing. If she's 2, recognizing that we said that with 3 horses able to go roughly 45, they're liable to go faster than that then in this race. That will put her a little further behind because she doesn't seem to be able to go faster than that. If she's 2 or 3 lengths behind at the half, what would you suppose her performance in this race would be?
Well, she's a dresser.
Now, look at what happens when she's 2 or 3 lengths behind or so at the half. Yeah. She's a presser in as much as she's an early presser. Okay, which means that she wants to be a length and a half behind in really pressing those horses waiting to inherit the lead, right? In this particular field, she's going to be 2 or 3 back.
In one case, which she was 2 or 3 back, with 5 marks, which she won. But the rest of
She's a length and a half back. I'm sorry, but she's a length and a half back.
A length and a half. That's roughly 2.
Well,
compared with 4 and a half.
Okay. How much other information have you got on this, though? Where she's 4 back on December 18th, and she's beaten badly. She's 4 and a half back on this November.
Right.
October, she's beaten badly. 4 back. The length and a half, we also said that we were being kind to say she'd be 2. Because if these horses all have to go 45, they'll probably go 45. Or at least 3 back.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not scientific. I mean, you might be right here. But all we're doing is trying to judge from that. And if she tries to go faster than that, we've got the case of her last race where she tried to keep up, tried to get up to press a 44 and 2. And what happened to her in Everest?
Cost her a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The timely match, where would we put her at the half?
Well, 45 or 45.
Yeah, by no stretch of the imagination can you put her at 46. As a 2-year-old at Del Mar, she saw half length off of 45 and 3. As a 2-year-old, she's 4 lengths off of 44 and 3. Out of the 45 and 4, on the old racetrack, this is the old finish line now last summer. Or the, I should say, the newer finish line. And so 45 and 4 is like a 45 and 2 then. So what do you think she might do? Let's use her last race at Golden Gate. How fast did she hit the half in there?
45 and 2.
Okay, 45 and 2.
Yeah.
Golden Gate's at roughly 2 lengths faster than the half. Than
another good one.
45-3, 45-4 is basically where you want to put it. Okay. What number, we're going to choose 45 and 3 on this code because of her data down below as a 2-year-old. How does this race set up so far? How do you like it so far? All right, it sets up with Charity Orr, stepping early, and Let's Fall in Love, probably running for the lead. Of those 3 horses, we said that probably 2 of them can go 45. In truth, one of those 2 that can go 45 apparently, on a good day, can go faster than that. That's Let's Fall in Love. What's, now we got a favorite we're dealing with in here. See how heavily she's favored. 19 points, all right? We have a favorite in here, and here are the negatives on the favorite again. That's Charity Orr. Look at her. Look at the betting on her in every race she runs. Okay? Charity Orr is stuck into one post, and that has been horrible unless you outclass the field the whole meeting long. And even then, it's only been a few winners out of that one. So she's got a terrible disadvantage in the post. Is she going to clearly lead this bunch?
No.
The answer to that is probably not. Okay. What should happen to her if she can't clearly lead the bunch?
She'll
She should get beat, shouldn't she?
Make sure.
All right. With those in mind, there are no positives I can think of here on this particular horse. With those in mind, how would you like to be betting her at 7-5?
With whose money?
Yeah, anybody want that? Yeah, anybody want that? All right. Let's choose some pace lines. Cherry Dior, what race do you want to use?
Last race.
Let's talk about that for a minute. What if we say she should hit the half rail? Which post position has she got?
One.
Two backs.
Do either of those races ring a bell?
Yeah.
One of them, she goes 45-1 at 6.5 furlongs from the one post. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty reasonable that that's the kind of race you're going to get from her today? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me. Because she might have to go fast. She'll have to go faster than 45-1, so maybe it's the last race she wants. I'm leaving it up to you. I have a definite inclination here, but I'm going to leave it up to you for the moment. Pardon? You're always safe using the last race. I mean, you can't go too far wrong with that.
Okay. I've done it from the one hole before.
Yeah. Well, she did what from the one hole before?
45-1.
Yeah, she didn't win.
No.
I'm inclined probably to look at the second race back. But I wouldn't hit her too hard for the last race because it's a good race. But in neither case did she match the par. Which race do you want to use as a group?
Second back.
All right, the race to Christ. Okay, now there's nothing wrong with using the last race, and in truth, they'll probably come up basically the same. Let's skip one for the moment. Let's fall in love. What race do you want to use on her?
Second back.
I would probably take the Eternal Fraction of the San Anita race, the 1 mile race on the dirt.
Well, I don't have any problem with that. The reason I don't have any problem with that is because it'll give her the same fractional time that we estimated that she'll run. So we're not really doing much of a disservice to her at all. Are there any signs in her chart, see, before we get very flexible in this, are there any signs in her chart that she's maybe going to run very well in here?
Yes,
there
are.
The maiden one.
What her first race?
We went to the Marcus.
How about Bullet?
Yeah.
I agree. The Bullet Works are significant. Okay. The style of this particular race really does fit what looks to be her best style, doesn't it? Okay, there's not a horse that can go conveniently or convincingly at 44-3, 44-4 and hang on, right? There isn't anybody in this race who can do that. That means Let's Fall in Love is part of the pace. Plus, we've already said, if we're right, we also said that you can press a little bit. Okay, that's a big sign. And if you really want to take it down to jockeys and trainers, look who's riding. You know, I'm sure he's got his choice of Cherry Dior. He's ridden her twice in a row, both times good efforts. Okay, if you want to play that game, it's still a sign that probably she's going to run very well.
You know anything about this trainer?
I don't know the guy. All right. So we're going to use the second race back. Now let's make a pace line for that, though. And that becomes 44-3, 109-4, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Estimate a first fraction here.
21-4.
I like it. She's shown definite ability to get 21-4 and be right close to it, even after breaking for it. So if she comes out smoothly, and we're always, they need to, or should we bet, we're betting that they're going to come out smoothly, or we don't bet them. She should get 21-4.
Right.
What about, see, this is splendid. We decided that was a no-form horse. What about playing through? Now, I have a tendency to excuse her last race, because she was chasing what was, for her, suicidal fraction.
Second line.
I just want to hear more support for that.
Yeah, that's
like
that.
Okay.
If you make her a contender in here, her second line back is the right race to use, I believe. And since we're using her as a contender, I think we all did that. We use the second race back. Timely match.
Last race.
Last race.
Do we hear the last race?
Last race.
Okay. I'm going to do some, we eliminated the horse yesterday the same way we're going to look at this horse, but we left it in the computer, but we eliminated the horse. At Golden Gate Fields, which is where she ran her last race, let me tell you what the $10,000 par is. $10,000 older claimers. That par is 110-1. Now take a look at her last race. What do you think of that race now? That's really a poor race, but she may improve off that, but that's really a poor race. And if you're betting a horse to improve that much off that race, I told the class yesterday, I'll be your bookie. For the one time you hit me, I'll get you a lot of times. All right, but we'll use that last race because we made her a contender. Now we got a horse to deal with that is not such fun. That's Stephen Early. Now trust me when I say the horse, she won by six, but she won a maiden climbing race. And when they're starting two-year-olds in maiden climbing races, that's poison. Generally, those horses aren't any good. The horse that she beat by six lengths took like 17 races to break its maiden. And was running up the Golden Gate on that stand star. That was one of the most frustrating, I never bet it, but for the public, it was one of the most frustrating horses you're ever going to see. The horse just kept running second and third, and every time was a low number, but a lot of betting support. So it didn't beat much down at Del Mar, that much I guarantee you. But it's still a good race. Does anybody have last year's Del Mar variance with them?
Yes.
Okay, well we use that race and just take what we can. But that's not the ideal kind of horse to be betting in this particular race. It's just not. Let's talk about the race for a moment. This is how we managed it, because yesterday with the fifth race, we had four or five contenders, but we didn't need the computer because we got the race down to two horses immediately. This is a non-winners of one, right? Okay. How many know what the right kind of horse to bet in a non-winners of one might be?
Strong maiden winner.
Likely race.
Oh, yeah,
those are both the answers. The kind of horse you're looking for in this race?
Stepping Early.
8 times out of 10. No, not Stepping Early.
Eight times out of 10,
you're looking for a horse. And the reason I would qualify that is 20% of the time you could beat anyway. But 8 times out of 10 in this kind of a race, you're looking for a horse that has run very well in a couple of tries against non-winners of one times. Okay? Hasn't had a chance to fail a number of times. The other kind of horse you're looking for is a horse that convincingly beat maidens. Okay, really did a job on it. A Stepping Early.
Is that the name of the horse?
Stepping Early beat maiden claiming horses, two-year-olds at Del Mar. That is not the optimal style you're looking for, or optimal profile you're looking for. Okay? What you're looking for, even though we didn't like the horse a lot, you're looking for horses like Charity Orr. You're looking for horses like Let's Fall in Love, who they got a little overly ambitious with off of a maiden and probably should not have done it. And you're looking for horses like Timely Match. Pure negative in this race is playing through. That kind of horse you don't want in this race. And Stepping Early, the horse is a lot better than it was in its maiden. Now, this race doesn't affect it or not. In a non-winners and one race, when you mix three-year-olds and four-year-olds, of which there's only Mush and
Eternal Reason seven.
Actually, there's three. Eternal Reason that this is splendid. But when you mix three-year-olds and four-year-olds in these non-winners and ones, which one do you really want? You want the threes. Okay, you want the threes. Now, yesterday we qualified that by saying that Major Current had only had two lifetime races. So he didn't have a chance to be a favorite. Over and Under, on the other hand, was a four-year-old and had lost 7 or 8 consecutive non-winners of one as roughly the favorite every time. So we eliminated that one. They were right next to last.
Yeah. I mean, on Stepping Early, in my book, I mean, there's just no way to know what's going on with this horse. But wouldn't you look at it as sort of a positive sign that they are putting this horse in straight maiden at this
Absolutely.
Point?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. It's only because we didn't throw it out.
Okay.
Okay.
They put it in that last
bogus
though.
Pardon?
Why did they do it last August?
They wanted to rest him out.
I'm sure she bumped her shin. Because if she'd had a major injury, she'd be in here for 20 to 25 or something.
Yeah. An awful win like that, they would have found this 5-4.
No question about that.
Saw later.
Really. That's right.
No way she's going to lay off that long if there's nothing wrong with her. She wins like that.
But it's generally 9 times out of 10, 10 is buck shins.
Okay.
Let's go now. We're going to use Stefanelli's last race, and somebody will give us the variant. We're going to use Churior's second race back. We're going to use the internal fractions for Let's Fall in Love. Time of the match, we use the last race, and playing through, we use the second race back. It's easy. Let's get some adjustments. Churior's May 14th to the 3rd. Chuck or Richard? All right. May 14th to the 3rd, Churior's pace line is a plus 0.30. That Del Mar race off July 31st in the 6th.
Minus
0.2. And you got to recognize that no matter what we give her, it was earned as a 2-year-old. She's probably better than that because she's had that extra maturity. Just about a year. March 3rd. What was the sprint variant on March 3rd? The sprint variant? All right. We'll give a minus 0.15 to Let's Fall in Love. Playing through May 4th of the 9th. And time to match, Golden Gate Fields, 25th and the 8th. May 25th, 8th race, Golden Gate Field.
Golden Gate, 25th
and the 8th, I got a turn. Well, then I've got an error in that. What are the other variants around it?
Minus 0.55 for every other race.
All right, it's minus 0.55.
What was the playthrough?
Plus 0.25.
125?
I'm not going to bother with it.
0.25?
I thought you said plus 0.45.
For what?
For playing through.
Plus 0.25. Okay, we got all the adjustments. Got the horses. We won't bother to adjust downward to Golden Gate. For one thing is, the horse is going to come up very poorly and just hitting.
You don't want to adjust time and mass, man.
Just minus 0.55?
Yeah. Just want to throw it out.
Well, you do, because the race was one length off the $10,000 part. It was a minus variant that day. That is terrible. Well, that's basically it, but we have it as you can never believe it there. We got somebody running their races. You want to take 10 minutes? See, this race went a lot quicker. Now, Phil, for not wanting this race in the first place, I got to tell you, I'm kind of interested in this race now.
I'm interested in it, Bob. For me, I just did too many uncertainties there. I just wasn't comfortable. I haven't passed it myself.
Okay, let's define it. Where are the uncertainties?
I don't know what that their stuff early is going to do or that eternal reason.
Well,
that horse, for some reason, he went back in there after being laid off that long.
He tried before, and the horse looked like dog meat on the track. They scratched her at the gate.
Let me deal with those, because somebody else may. First of all, eternal reason should leave no doubts in your mind. You can't spend a second with that in your regular handicap. Can't. It cannot be a doubt. That's a throwout, no doubt. That profile is awful. Okay, so get rid of that one as a doubt in your mind, because that's, if you hang up with horses like that, it makes the handicapping process a lot more difficult. But that one's a goner. Stepping early gives me a little bit of doubt, too. I admit to that. But probability says stepping early should not be able to win this race. Just based on where it started, the number it's going to earn when we're finished with it, that it should not be able to come back off a maiden 50 win and win here disadvantaged by the inside. Okay, that takes care of that. Which for me leaves two horses that have run representative races in Mount Winners of One, and that's Churior and Let's Fall in Love. Of those two, one of them has to lead, apparently, and isn't fast enough to lead from the inside, which kind of now draws us over to Let's Fall in Love. But one of the uncertainties you got, get rid of those. Get rid of that one on Eternal Reason. That pays up the end. It should pay $300 in this race. For $2. It should pay $300. If it does, just chalk that one out of experience and don't let it bother you. But don't ever hang up on a horse like that. Just take a long look at him so that the next time you see him, he's a goner.
seven-year-old mare.
The only uncertainty is step in early, but probability says that we should not be able to win this race.
They did try and race for us about 2 weeks ago. Two bets are out. She's the lowest side, so I had very little nervous for her.
Pretty easy to stay towards the early, you know, it didn't care.
She runs fresh because she won a first lifetime race, so she ought to run very well in here. Charity Earn ought to run very well in here, too.
Tom, this is minus 20.220 adjustment you're making, taking into consideration track-to-track adjustment, or you're equating both Delmar and Hollywood the same?
It's already done on my variance.
Oh, the variance includes that?
It's all based on Santa Anita. Now, that's the thing. It'll be a little lower than it probably should be as a 3. But just the fact that it was entered at maiden 50 should not be able to win this race. I'm not going to say it won't, No, I said don't bother me. It's going to come up terrible anyway. We're just leaving it in because we haven't put it in. But the answer to that is yes. And that would really knock it back down to a 10,000 pound race or whatever. We'll put this race up, analyze it, pull a couple of horses out for our betting, and then go over. We're about right where we were yesterday. 130 is pretty much
real low. Hard workout, so the best ball in the last two, though. Class 3 workouts are a good sign. What is the same as 13?
You know what the waitress is going to score my dance today?
Depends on what you work.
It's going to be. She's spilled a cup of tea on this one. The only pair of slacks I've run down here, she's spilled a cup of tea on this.
She's a seminar and catalog.
Perfect. You're right. Actually, it was Howard who did that. You said earlier, on a $10,000 race? That's usually. You said earlier. The races aren't very reliable in terms of predicting, but as far as the energy that comes back, yeah.
I want to put some of my own program.